Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to my newest episode. Today, we're talking about the posting part of the process. Well, actually, something that comes after posting, and that is engagement. A lot of brands think that once they post their content, their work on Instagram is done. But that's far from the truth. That's when the social part of the social media kicks in. After, even slightly before you post, it's time to engage with people on Instagram. Why? Let me explain the Instagram algorithm just a little bit. Once you post your content, Instagram will show it to a fraction of your followers. If those followers decide to engage with your content, it will push it to more of your followers. And eventually, it will push it to non-followers. So engagement is the key. So the more people engage with your content in the first hour of posting, the more likely you are to end up on the Explore page. Explore page is definitely a topic on its own, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Today, we're going to stick to engagement. What does all that mean? It means that if you go to other people's profiles and engage with their content, they are more likely to do the same with you. They will probably reciprocate. So the more time you spend engaging with other people on Instagram, the higher your engagement will be. It's really that simple. Now, I have a very simple task for you. Go to notjustanalytics.com. I will leave the link in the show notes, and add your profile there by analyzing it with their tool and calculate your engagement rate. This tool will do all the heavy lifting for you, and all you have to do is enter your Instagram handle and click Analyze. Now check your engagement rate. If it's below 10%, that is quite low. If it's above 10%, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. But listen to the rest of this episode because it could be even higher if you implement some of my tips. A higher engagement rate is very common with smaller accounts, meaning if you have 200 followers, your engagement can be even over 20%. However, if you have a large following, it will probably be lower, especially if you haven't been engaging recently. If it's really low, that means you may have a dead account. I will talk about dead accounts next week, but if it is dead, it doesn't mean it cannot be revived. Now let's talk about some of the engagement strategies that can help you. First, I'm going to talk about two strategies that are quite popular, and then I'm going to talk about a few of my own. The first one is the 10x2 strategy. This strategy is pretty straightforward. All you need to do is find 10 creators in your niche that you already follow, and then find 10 new creators in your niche using hashtags. The easiest thing to do is search the hashtags you would normally use for your niche, and then go to the top or the recent tab. Now you will leave two forms of engagement for each of those creators. This can be a like and a comment and a save, a comment and a share, a like and a share, etc. I do recommend leaving a comment though, because that way other people can see your comment as well and potentially follow you. Also, the comment should always be something meaningful. Don't just say great post or leave a heart emoji. Say something nice, ask them a question, compliment the person, share your opinion on the topic, but make sure that your comment is always relevant to the post itself. Also, make sure to never self-promote on other people's posts. Don't say, come visit my profile, I can help you with X. That's just tacky. One thing I like to do for this one, especially for finding the people you follow you want to engage with, is mark some of the big accounts in your niche as favorites. That way, when I mark them as favorites, I can go to the favorites feed on my homepage and engage with them easily. I don't have to look for the accounts I'm going to engage with every single time. This strategy should be repeated at least once a day, potentially more if you can, and if that's your only engagement strategy. But I do recommend that you also engage with people you follow that are not influential and big accounts, and that you engage with people that engage with your content. The second really popular engagement strategy is the $180 method. This method was developed by Gary Vee. I'm pretty sure you've heard of him. For this method, you will go to your favorite niche hashtags and you will find the top 9 posts. You will leave a meaningful comment for those 9 posts, meaning you will leave your 2 cents, hence the name, and you will repeat that for 5, ideally 10 different hashtags. So if you have 10 hashtags times top 9 posts, you have 90 posts in total, and 90 times 2 cents is the $1.80. So that's where the name came from. This method is amazing for reaching new people. However, you will not be engaging with people who follow you and people who you follow, so you should definitely implement that in your engagement strategy as well. However, since those are the posts that are in the top section of the hashtag, other people are very likely to go to that post as well. So they might see your comment and then visit your profile. Once they visit your profile, they're more likely to follow you. Now for a couple of my engagement strategies. These really depend on how much time you have, but all you need is your phone and a timer. The first one is the 15-minute engagement strategy. Ideally, you would repeat that a few times a day, but even once a day is better than not engaging at all. Regardless of whether you do that once or more times a day, make sure you do it at least once, 15 to 30 minutes before you post a new post. So you will set your timer to 5 minutes, and the first 5 minutes you will spend liking and responding to all the comments on your previous post and responding to all the DMs. Liking the post is the crucial part, so you want to like all the comments on your previous post, but make sure you respond to all the comments as soon as you can. So once you post your post, make sure you respond to comments as they come in. That is the best way to reach the explore page. And try to do it for at least 1 hour, 30 minutes to 1 hour after you post. And then all the comments that have come after that, you can do before your next post. The next 5 minutes, you will spend leaving a meaningful comment for people who commented on your previous post. The last 5 minutes, you will find influential people in your niche on the hashtags or the explore page and leave meaningful comments on their posts. The second one is the 30-minute engagement strategy. If you can, repeat that one a few times a day as well. But try to do one session before you publish your next post, just like the previous one. Once again, all you need is your phone and a timer. Step one is to spend 5 minutes liking and responding to all the leftover comments on your previous post and responding to all your DMs. Step two is spend 5 minutes leaving a meaningful comment for people who commented on your previous post. Step three is to spend 10 minutes leaving meaningful comments for influential people in your niche that you already follow. Again, you can use the favorites feed for that. And then step four is to spend 10 minutes leaving meaningful comments for people on the hashtags you used in your previous post or the explore page. So you can go to either the top tab or the recent tab on the hashtags. However, when you set a timer, you might find yourself scrolling endlessly. And once the timer goes off, you might find yourself on funny cat videos, not having interacted with anyone really. So there is a different way. You can set a different type of goal. So instead of setting the goal to 5 or 10 minutes, set a goal to how many people you want to interact with in each of those categories. So you might say, respond to all the comments and DMs. Leave a comment for 10 people who commented on your post. Leave a comment for 15 influential people you follow. And leave a comment for 15 people on your niche hashtags. That might be much easier to achieve if you find yourself scrolling endlessly and not really interacting with anyone. So if you lack self-discipline a little bit, that's definitely me. So if that's you, I totally get it. But that's one way of doing it differently without a time goal, but instead a number goal, and you might find it much easier to engage that way. If you remember my last week's episode where I talked about finding cool audio to use for your reels, as you do that once or twice a month, you can also leave comments for the ones you decide to save. That's also a great way of getting into the engagement part of Instagram. So if you save the audio, just leave a comment on that reel and you have one form of engagement. So that also works. Of course, you can mix and match all of these strategies, and you might not have time for any of that every single day, and it's totally okay. Life does happen sometimes. Just try to do it as often as possible. And if you write it down as your goal to engage for X amount of time or engage with X amount of accounts every day, you're more likely to do it because if it's on your to-do list, it's on your mind. And that's much easier to achieve if it's written down. So, just a little tip there. For example, I haven't had time to do too much engaging lately, and my engagement has dropped significantly. I did have a bunch of pressing work that was a lot more important, so I kind of neglected my Instagram a bit. So, I had an idea. Let's create a challenge. Let's engage for at least 15 minutes a day for the next 10 days using one or more strategies I mentioned. Make sure you screenshot the engagement rate on the Not Just Analytics website I talked about earlier before you start this challenge. Once the 10 days are over, make another screenshot of your engagement rate and send it to me on Instagram. I would love to hear your results and I would love to see how much your engagement and probably your following will improve after 10 days of doing this. I'm also going to do the challenge starting today, which is May 12th. However, I am recording this episode on a Wednesday, so I will tell you my current stats and they will be 2 days earlier, so May 10th, but they're not going to be too different. So on Sunday, May 21st, I will post about my results on Instagram, so they will be in my stories. If you decide to be a part of this challenge as well, and if you send me your screenshots, let me know if you're okay with me sharing them in my stories, and I can give you a little shout out and talk about your results. If you're listening to the podcast at a later date, so it's past May 21st or May 12th, you can still join the challenge. Just do this for 10 days and then send me your results later. So today, on Wednesday the 10th of May, my engagement rate is 5.87%, which is really low, and I have 978 followers. On Not Just Analytics, you will also see average likes, average comments, and average video views. So you can also take a screenshot of that and see if and how much the numbers will change. If you do decide to send me your screenshots or you want to see what I do on my Instagram, you will find the link to my Instagram and other links you might enjoy in the show notes. And that's it. I'm really looking forward to hearing about the results of this challenge for everyone. And I'm sure they're going to be amazing. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you'll join me next week when I will talk about dead accounts and whether it's time to start a new Instagram account. Have a great weekend. Bye bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.